This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, Watch & Wager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Baron of the Backstretch, in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. You just heard that rejoin clip of Secret Circle getting the victory in the Breeders' Cup Sprint in 2013. Well, let me tell you something. Secret Circle is so good, and he is back in action Saturday afternoon at Santa Anita, and things are really heating up at the Great Race Place. Of course, their traditional opening day taking place yesterday, the day after Christmas, and they have now embarked upon their 78th winter meet, which will run through April 19th, then rolls right into the 38-day summer meet, which will run April 25th through June 28th. And here to help us look ahead to what we can expect over the course of the next several months is Santa Anita Director of Publicity, Mike Willman. Mike, first of all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and it sounds to me like any downtime you might have had following Breeders' Cup is about to come to an end.
Well, it certainly has, Mike. It's good to be with you, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family and everybody listening. You know, we're off to a great start. We've got a good card today. And tomorrow, Sunday, the weather is fantastic. Sunny skies, forecast both for today and Sunday, and really looking forward to it. You mentioned Secret Circle, and, you know, he ran a big second, I thought, as a 5-2 favorite in that one-turn Cigar Mile in behind a very, very good horse, Private Zone, you know, two-time winner of the Vosburgh. So it's great to have him back here at Santa Anita. We know what he can do on this main track, and he certainly would appear to be the horse to beat. Ron Ellis has got a horse that's proven to be a magnificent claim by the name of Seeking the Sheriff, and I think he'll make the favorite run. It's a really, really good race called the Midnight Loot. It used to be known as the Vernon Underwood over at Hollywood Park, and you know, we're looking for a great meet. We've got good inventory right now. One issue we are facing is going to be off-site stabling. Fairplex Park is going to go away as an off-site stabling entity at the latest by mid-March. So we've got our hands full in that regard, but a lot of reasons to look at Southern California now, I think, as maybe people haven't in many years. We've got a terrific natural dirt surface. As you know, the turf course, I will say this, has never looked better coming into this meet. We had a lot of rain about 3 weeks ago, and it's just it's proven to be an elixir, really, for the grass. So we got some terrific guys managing this situation. So, you know, you take it all in total balance, and I just think we're in great shape going into the new year.
Yeah, and of course, when we talk about Southern California racing, oftentimes people will say, well, the field sizes are never very big. Well, guess what? Take a look at what you have coming up today, Mike. Not just the seven horses in the Midnight Loot, and you say, okay, well, it's only a seven-horse field. It's going to go as race five, but you get a two-time Breeders' Cup winner in there with Secret Circle, and then you segue into the Eddie Logan Stakes, a listed stakes, which will be race number six for the two-year-olds. They'll go a mile on the grass. You have a full field of 12, plus an also eligible, and then the other grade three on the card this afternoon is the grade three Robert Frankel, race eight, mile and an eighth on the turf, field of 12. So you have some big fields and some great betting opportunities.
No question, you know, and that's what people want. You know, they want live horses. They don't want just full fields. They want competitive deep fields. We've certainly got them today and tomorrow, and, you know, we're guaranteeing $500,000, Mike, in the late pick four every single weekend here at the winter meet. So I think that's a big reason for people to look at us. Additionally, we're guaranteeing $150,000 in the pick six pool every Saturday and Sunday. So
wow.
You put that all together, and when you have full fields, you have good gambling opportunities. We've certainly got that today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk about that Robert Frankel for a minute, Mike, since it is the other graded race on the program. Again, 12 horses. highlighted, I think, anyways, by maybe the Graham Motion runner, and that's Rusty Slipper, who will make her first start since competing in the Philly and Mare Turf. I know that she has always been relatively highly regarded. She's put in some really good efforts, especially there in Southern California, and now she comes back to contest the Robert Frankel. But again, a lot of ways that you can go in this one.
Well, she's got a huge look, and Graham Motion is going to stick with Aaron Greider. I'm going for an upset in here, and I think this filly's 12-1 on the morning line. Bling is my thing. Joe Talamo stays with her. She's on a roll now for Eric Kruljack. This will be her first time in stakes competition, but she's ready, Mike. She comes off an authoritative win in a two other than allowance at a mile and a 16th, stretches out just a little bit. She's sharp right now, and she's going to be a price. I just think Bling is my thing. It is live here at a real nice price, but the contention runs deep. I thought Be Brave, one of a half dozen coming out of a grade three at Del Mar called the Red Carpet, cutting back in distance from a mile and three-eighths, had to be accorded a big look. And that race was won by Three Hearts, owned by Team Valor, trained by Neil Drysdale. And Talamo is off her to stick with Bling is my thing, again, in my opinion, on the way up in there. So I'm going to take a shot at the horses 12-1 on the morning line.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the name Joe Talamo, because here's a kid that can flat-out ride, and he always seems to be in the mix when you're talking about leading rider titles. And he was right there with Rafael Bejarano last winter meet. Bejarano, of course, getting the better of Joe Talamo. But you throw in guys like Bejarano, Talamo, and Hall of Famer Mike Smith, and that jockey colony is absolutely stacked again.
It is. I mean, we have got the kind of colony that people have come to expect over the years here in the wintertime at Santa Anita. We got a guy named Elvis Trujillo who has come back to Southern California. He's 31 years of age, tremendous talent. And, of course, we've got another Hall of Famer named Kent DeSormo. You know, his career has just enjoyed a resurgence since he came back here early last summer. He got hurt in a post-parade accident in early October. He's come back sooner than anybody would have expected, but he's just riding like the DeSormo of old. As long as he continues to ride horses out to the finish line and, you know, just keeps his mind on business, he's going to do extremely well here. Tyler Bays has great business. Gary Stevens is the first jockey ever to come back from a knee replacement. He's going to try and look for quality mounts that don't look for him to be riding 7-8 a day. But the colony, I really believe, is exceptional at this point. And, you know, people like betting on riders they're familiar with.
So much of the focus, Mike, at this time of year, and even turning the calendar ahead to January and February in 2015, is on the three-year-olds, and rightfully so, because it's the run-up to the Kentucky Derby. Santa Anita has a very strong three-year-old prep campaign, all culminating with the Santa Anita Derby on April 4th. But we debated this on the show a few weeks ago, and it seems like every year you start talking about the region of the country that might be strongest and holding the strongest hand when it comes to Derby contenders. And that West region, California, looking pretty strong at this point with the likes of Dortmund, and you have juvenile winner Texas Red out there, and also American Pharoah from the barn of Bob Baffert, who's looking to get back into action. I think you're holding a pretty strong hand at this point.
It looks that way, although American Pharoah, you know, he's got a foot issue, and they're trying to get him back. I think Baffert said he's going to want to get two races in him if he can in front of the Kentucky Derby. He's obviously got tremendous ability. Texas Red, Keith, and Kent DeSormo, wow. I mean, he blew him away in the juvenile here, you know, back on November 1st. No telling how good he is. As for Dortmund, looks like there's a lot of upside. He's a big colt, and, you know, he won by what they called a head down at Los Alamitos in that Grade 1 Futurity. Anybody who watched the race live, it looked like it could have been a three-horse photo. You know, noses on the wire, but they called him a head winner. He did gallop out well, and you'd have to think that he's going to be in line to improve quite a bit. If so, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. All that said, Mike, we got our hands full if we're going to try and match the three-year-old scenario that we had last year, it was really something special, of course, headed up by California Chrome. But, you know, we feel good about our three-year-old program out here. We get underway with the Sham. That's a grade three going a flat mile the first week in January. We've got the Robert Lewis, which was downgraded to a grade three. It's $100,000 now. You know, we've got the San Felipe, a very, very good race, a mile and a 16th, a grade two. And then, of course, the $1 million Santa Anita Derby on April 7th. I think the one thing going in when people are trying to make plans, and that's always subject to change, but I think people are reasonably confident in two things, and that is, number one, we do have the likelihood of good weather. Certainly not the assurance of it, but the likelihood that we've got good weather, that you can train, prepare, point for a race, and make it. And the other is, now we've got an outstanding natural dirt surface. People didn't want to be running on synthetics and then going to Churchill and running on natural dirt. We're back to a tremendous natural surface now. These are all big plus factors for us here at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita's Mike Willman here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I like the fact that you mentioned being difficult to top what we saw last year from the California three-year-olds, because it was a magical run for California Chrome. It's great to see him coming back as an older horse here, as a four-year-old, for this campaign that he'll embark upon relatively soon. It's also going to be very difficult, Mike, for you to top what we saw last year in the Big Cap. And, of course, the Big Cap coming up on March 7th this year. Last year, you attracted Game On Dude, Mucho Macho Man, and Will Take Charge in that unbelievable rematch from the Breeders' Cup Classic the previous year. It's going to be tough to top that one this year, too.
Extremely tough. And, of course, Game On Dude had been beaten a couple of times. So guess what? They let Mike Smith shake loose on the lead, and it was all over, you know. He was that kind of a horse. This year, leading, we feel good about the last major prep for the Big Cap. That is the San Antonio. And we were able to bump the purse way up to $500,000. We were able to do that because we have jettisoned the Stroop Series. We no longer have the Stroop Stakes, which was restricted to four-year-olds. So for the San Antonio on Saturday, February 7th, it's $500,000 now, and we have the possibility, the specter, and it's early at this point in time, of having, Shared Belief, California Chrome, and Breeders' Cup Classic winner Byurn all getting together at a mile and one-eighth. If we're able to get those horses in the gate, I mean, you've got all this angst, this residual angst that still is, it's palpable. From the Breeders' Cup, so many people feeling, you know, that Byurn should have been disqualified for the interference leaving the gate. Baffert, understandably feels differently. But, you know, you have those three horses that are getting together for this race. And, you know, if we can make that happen, hopefully they'll all stay home for the Santa Anita Handicap. Okay, and instead of maybe going to Dubai, which is a big temptation.
Yeah, we talked about the older horse division at the beginning of 2014 and how strong it was, and then to be able to attract the three that you were able to get for the Big Cap last year, a lot of people thinking that it was maybe the race of the year, and then, of course, here comes Byurn with that effort in the Breeders' Cup Classic and all the controversy that surrounded it. It would be wonderful to get the three of those horses together again and decide it on the racetrack right there at Santa Anita.
It sure would, and then, you know, to get greedy, to have them all come back in the Santa Anita Handicap on March 7th, that would really be something.
Well, Mike, I know that you're a busy man. You have a lot of things to get to. You and your team doing a great job there at the Great Race Place, and we're looking to add the Big Cap to our broadcast schedule here in 2015, so a good chance we might make our way out there on March 7th, and let's hope we can get the big three together.
Okay, Mike, we look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you back out here.
All right, all the best, my friend. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll catch up here soon. Happy New Year.
Okay, same to you, Mike.